Now an update on the fate of those two red-tailed hawks in New York City. A week after they were evicted from their nest atop an exclusive New York apartment building, it appears they may be going home. The co-op building has agreed to restore the spikes that anchored their nest in place. Here's NPR's Margot Adler.
It's been a crazy week for the residents of 927 Fifth Avenue and for the bird lovers who have been protesting outside. In fact, yesterday, police arrested one hawk lover on charges of accosting the children of CNN's Paula Zahn. Zahn lives in the building, and her husband is the head of the co-op board. At the same time, negotiators from the building, the Parks Department, and the Audubon Society hammered out an agreement and released it today. The spikes that anchored the nest will be restored, and a guardrail will be erected around the 12th floor window cornice to address the building's safety concerns. Marie Wynne, whose book Red Tails in Love has chronicled the life of the hawks, pale male, his four mates, and 23 offspring, was talking on the phone this morning to actress Mary Tyler Moore, a building resident and hawk supporter, when Moore told her a construction crew was at the building. Wynne ran to the site, and here she is on her cell phone.
Well, I'm standing in front of 927 Fifth Avenue right now. I dashed from my office as soon as I heard that something was happening here, and I can see two white ropes going from the street up to the nest, up to the roof, actually, and the scaffold is on the ground on Fifth Avenue. It looks good, Margot. I think they're going to do it.
The scaffolding is there so architects can look at the site as they plan their design, so it may still take a few days before the spikes are restored. The decision does not ensure that Pale Male and his current partner Lola will rebuild the nest, but the birds have been bringing twigs there. New York City Parks Commissioner Adrian Benepe told the New York Times, "We haven't been able to talk to the hawks. They may have their own plans." But E.J. McAdams, executive director of New York City Audubon, says given that Pale Male has used the nest for more than a decade, there's a very good chance the hawks will return. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.